From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State Senators David Gallegos of Lee County and Democrat Leo Jaramillo introduced bipartisan legislation on Tuesday which would amend the Safe Haven Act to allow the installation of baby boxes in all 33 New Mexico counties. The baby box would be an option for a woman to drop off an unwanted child safely and anonymously and for no reason. Earlier this year, an 18-year-old Hobbs woman was caught on surveillance camera tossing a trash bag into a dumpster behind the Broadmoor Mall in Hobbs. At the time, no one knew it was an hours-old newborn. Hours later, he was found by dumpster divers. Later, Hobbs police arrested Alexis Avila and charged her with attempted first-degree murder. She's on house arrest awaiting trial. Roswell police and its SWAT team were called out to a two-hour standoff on Monday with a man who wanted to harm himself, that according to Roswell police. The incident occurred at Leslie Lane and Carroll Way around 10:45 a.m. on Monday. Reports indicate that the man barricaded himself inside a vehicle with a gun. He was speaking with police but would not exit the vehicle. 2 hours later, he did, and police detained him without further incident. No one was hurt. The National Weather Service out of Midland is forecasting a chance of snow, freezing rain, and sleet between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. today. Now, some Southeast New Mexico schools have already plans in place for bad weather. If there is inclement weather, Carlsbad schools will close for the day since it's an early school day anyway. Hobbs and Lovington school officials were out early this morning looking at conditions. No determination has been made, but Eddy County road crews are prepared to deploy. Eddy County Road Supervisor Jason Burns.
We've got all of our salt stockpiled. We've got our trucks and our loaders ready to go. Our people are on call. They're going to be out in the morning early checking roads for conditions to report back as to any inclement weather conditions or hazardous road conditions.
When I spoke with Burns late Tuesday night,
I would be more concerned about wet conditions in the morning and ice tomorrow afternoon and evening as it's wet turning into ice, and being very careful Wednesday evening, Thursday morning.
Lee County Sheriff's officials have located 26-year-old Zachary Ray Gonzalez of Hobbs. He's wanted for questioning in the January 3rd homicide in Lovington. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.